This is Nora Dacubay Keba from the Philippines, giving you some city announcements on EIDA FM station. Here are some reminders for everyone to resist infection and the risk of COVID-19 contagion. Wash your hands frequently and disinfect your hands. Wearing mask is a must, especially when having colds and having conversations with other people. Sleeping well and keeping your nutrition balanced are also important. It is also advisable to avoid a poorly ventilated room and crowded places. Moreover, be sure to observe social distancing. Keeping good ventilation and using a humidifier to keep your rooms less dry are also appropriate. It is also commendable to limit the time of your gatherings, such as drinking and dining sessions. Please be sure to observe necessary safety precautions and countermeasures. Lifestyle-related diseases get worse without you noticing them. Please be well advised to get a health checkup once a year to be sure that you are free of any disease. For more information, please contact Hokenka on the extension number 5514. Notification cards for paid amount of the insurance tax are scheduled to be forwarded to the subject persons at the end of January 2023 to tally the amount of their payments up to December 31, 2022. Please take note that the National Health Insurance Tax, nursing care insurance, and medical insurance premiums for senior citizens might be entitled to the social insurance fee deduction by declaring their income for the year 2021. If you are in a hurry to declare, you can do it even without the notification cards by calculating the paid amount yourself. You can bring your identification cards and come to the information counter for more queries about the amount of money and others. Moreover, any counter can handle social insurance premium payments in general. For more information and inquiries about the situation of your income declaration, you may call and refer to the Insurance Division, counters in the Longevity Support Division, any Autonomous Promotion Center, or Citizen Certification Corner at Ringo Chosia. Does everyone know about the so-called Nenmatsu Chosei? According to an article I've read in a website, Nenmatsu Chosei is Japan's year-end tax adjustment for wage earners that is to be filed by January 31st of the following year. The purpose of this adjustment is to calculate the difference between the total salary or the bonus tax withheld by the employer and the actual amount you have left to pay or be refunded at the end of the year. The year-end tax filing process in Japan can be confusing and even inconvenient. But if you don't go through the procedure, you may end up paying too much taxes and losing up your money. To help you make sense of all this, specialists and experts compiled a guide on whatever you need to know about the year-end tax adjustment and on how to file taxes in Japan. Junigatsu wa Filipino de 1年の最後の休養月であり、雇用主は源泉徴収義務の一環として年末の休養調整または年換算を実行する必要があります。この時は前の雇用主から受け取ったすべての休養およびその他の副収入について各従業員が支払うべき年間所得税を決定し、毎月の源泉徴収税合計と比較して 調整された源泉徴収税額を算出することになります。さらに雇用主は1月31日までに2316という BIR の予示番号を従業員に配布し、有資格の従業員に証明済みの副本を翌年の2月28日までに BIR の該当する参入地区事務所に提出するように返送される必要があります。ついでに BIR は Bureau of Internal Revenue という意味で、フィリピンの金融、税制、金融政策を規制する中央政府の規制機関です。Here is an additional information from Ida City Hall about its city homepage that gives information in English, Chinese, and Korean as well. Please be aware of it and take some time to visit the web to keep yourself informed about the many important activities and necessary requirements in the city. For more inquiries, you can call and refer to Koho Brando Suishinka on the extension number 2322.